Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Monday, December the 7th. The grains closed mixed with March corn up 3.5 cents at 324. It's only a penny and a quarter off its high. It rallied a dime off of the early lows. March wheat up 2 cents, 577.5, 2.25 under the highs of the day, and that was 12 cents off the lows. So decent closes in the corn and wheat. Beans down 4.5 cents in the Jan at 1158.5. That was 10.5 off its high, but roughly 9 cents off its low. We broke the beans late in the day. Not sure why meal and oil broke. Obviously, that pushed the beans down. we had the export inspections this morning, which were really strong on the beans, 2.3. Kind of mediocre on the corn, 734, mediocre on the wheat, 530, but everything started to rally. The silver rallied more than $1.30 off of its lows at one point here today. So I don't know if the metals rallied the beans back. Crude oil was down 47, so that was no help. The dollar was up 9, that's no help. So I'm not sure what rallied the corn and the wheat. Now, the consensus numbers came out for Thursday's supply and demand report. And again, just down 5 million on the corn and down 3 million on the wheat. Nothing spectacular there. But the beans were down 25 to 165 carryout. That's getting to be a very, very tight carryout. So, you know, I think we may have rallied on that information coming out, but I'm not sure what caused the break late. Now, we've had good rains in Brazil, Argentina. I'm surprised we had as big a rally as we did in the grains here, but something rallied it. The Dow finished down 150 points on some COVID fears out here. Cattle and hogs were all lower on COVID fears. But, you know, the grains seem to be looking at the Brazilian weather, I guess. The wheat might have been supported by the news that China may stop imports of wheat from Australia. Australia only gives them or sends them 10% of their wheat consumption or the wheat imports. So I don't know if it's a huge deal. They get some from the Black Sea. They get some from us. So maybe we'll pick up some business there. But I don't think it's a major game changer, but I think it puts a little bit of a floor in on the wheat. Overall, I think we're going to sit around and wait for the reports on Thursday. If the bean number is as friendly as it can be, obviously we can see significantly higher prices in here. Maybe a buck from where we're at now, 12.50, maybe somewhere in that range, maybe 13 bucks. I think it'll be pretty tough to get it through that, though. So we'll see where we go here. But I'm just, you know, we made the highs the last Friday of the month. We backed off since then. I'm just a little skeptical. I think maybe the highs are in. Maybe a little bit of a dead cat bounce rally on Thursday, and that might be another selling opportunity out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.